Good morning. Today is Thursday, May the 21st, 148th day of the new year. Joining us, Mr. Dr. Fred Van Vleck.
I prefer Fred Van Vleck now. You cured me.
Oh, good. Good. Well, put down the stethoscope then, man. Nice to see you, and you brought along a buddy again, huh?
I did. Rick Jordan. Rick Jordan is joining us today, who is currently the principal of Eureka High School, and next year he will be taking on the challenge of our alternative programs and leading the charge for dual enrollment and concurrent enrollment for Eureka City Schools.
That's an awfully big title you got there, Rick.
Well, but it's a lot of good work. Ready to get at it.
Cool. We'll talk about some of the good work that has happened, as well as the good work that will be happening after we hear a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. You guys remember him, right? You spent some time in history?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Recognize the name, yeah.
Good, yeah. Big stick, all that kind of stuff, yeah. Not a shepherd's stick.
Right.
Anytime we can bring egg into the equation, I try to.
I understand.
For Fred's benefit, yeah. The quote this morning: the best executive is the one who has sense enough to pick good men to do what he wants done, and the self-restraint to keep from meddling with them while they do it.
That's sound advice, and that's easier said than done.
Yes, it is, particularly for a personalities. Fred, how do you know that you're doing a good job? I mean, the SAT tests are, I guess, one measurement. Enrollment, I guess, to a certain extent, would be one measurement. But how do you know if the team is doing a good job, if a school is doing a good job, if the kids are doing a good job?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because you're right. There is so many indicators to success, and to pick just one would be very difficult. And the thing that I'm excited about is how the state is moving out of this age of accountability. Because before, when we had the old state standards, it was all about how'd you do on the test, and it was all about the academic performance index, or the API. And if your students weren't performing well on the test, you were an underperforming school, in danger of losing your funding. And now, as we move to the new state standards, it's more about the holistic approach again, and more about the breadth of knowledge, as opposed to an inch or a mile wide and an inch deep.
So you're trying to get a broader experience, but just kind of touch the samples.
That's the way it used to be. Now we're going narrowing that breadth
narrow
of experience.
And deeper.
Correct. And so,
are we going to lose something with that?
That's an interesting question. Do you pick up more if you look at a lot of stuff, not very in depth? I would argue that no. If you pick up more stuff, more in depth, and you get that application knowledge and get to that higher level thinking and get to applying the knowledge that's there, I think that's very beneficial to students as they move forward.
But we're still talking about junior high school and high school kids, right?
Correct.
Okay. Rick, you believe them?
Yeah, I think that the deeper approach is an important one. The skills kids learn as they take that deeper approach are transferable to other areas of knowledge.
And all right, I'll argue the other side. I would rather have a sampler. First time I'm in a I'll use restaurant because I like food analogies. I'd rather have a sampler plate the first time I'm in a restaurant that I don't have much knowledge of the cuisine than to stick to one part of the menu the first couple of times. You know, I want to give me a little bit. Let me see. You know, geez, is this where my passion is? Is it over here? Is it something I don't have any clue about, but I've never been exposed to?
Except
rather than risking it at college, where you've got money going and time going, and you know the clock is ticking, so to speak.
So let's probe on that sampler plate a little bit. The way the old state standards worked, my analogy would be your sampler plate would be you'd have a plate full of rice, and you'd have some long grain rice on there, some short grain rice on there, some brown rice on there, some black rice on there, all these different types of rice, but it was all rice. And so it was a good breadth of rice, but you didn't have any other things on there. And so the way that it's going now is you have a plate that has your rice on there, your meat on there, your vegetable on there. And so you get that breadth of different offerings, just not in one area.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:19.
The best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. Fred Van Fleck, Rick Jordan are with us. As we're talking a little bit about the sampler process, it seems interesting to me that the fear I've had, is that as we've had the SATs and the standards, and certainly I think everybody's saying, yeah, we need to have competency in this, and I think that's what standards was for most of us is, you know, we're tired of kids that can't read, graduating, can't communicate, graduating, can't balance a checkbook, graduating.
Other countries kicking our butt?
What is the product in the local area, let alone the competitive job scene afterwards? But my fear is that we're going to end up having these byproducts of the system that are really knowledgeable in one or two areas, but, you know, if their GPS goes down, they can't go from home to the grocery store because they'll get lost. You know, the lack of real life. And that's why the vocational stuff has always been so engrossing for me, or mythology, or, you know, things that aren't necessarily college-bound. They're just learning for the sake of learning. Rick, is that something that, do you see that there's room for both to exist?
Yeah, I think if we use Eureka High School as an example, and you look at the like the growth in the art department in the last couple of years, the growth in the ag department, I think we listen closely to the community telling us that they want their high school to produce kids that are not just college ready, but also kids that are ready to transition into the world of work or transition into a 1 or 2 year certification program. But if we think a little bit though about the arts and the visual performing arts, there is a huge gain there for kids to just have exposure to those programs. And through years of economic struggles, we've been fortunate here in this community to be at Eureka High School to be able to have held on to a pottery program and a drawing program and a jewelry program and a vocal program with 3 or 4 different choirs and a full music program. Obviously, those things are important. We have devoted money to them, and we're not saying that we're suddenly going to be producing this plethora of artists, but what we are saying is that part of a child's education is really important because, you know, that creates the whole adult.
I don't think, again, this is outside looking in, that we can produce anything. I think what we can do is light the fire so the kid can get fired up and can become whatever it is.
Yeah,
the exposure, the touching, the just the whole opportunity associated with some of this stuff, rather than, I mean, if somebody thinks they're going to be an artist coming out of high school or out of college, you know, no. I mean, you may be producing art, but to become an artist, that takes a lot of battle scars and a lot of time and a lot of experience for most of those that are successful.
Mm-hmm. That's the interesting thing that goes along with what the current research is. I alluded to a minute ago the concern of other countries kicking our butt academically. And what the other countries continue to have troubles to replicate that the U.S. has is grit. And they can't figure out how we get the grit in the students that we get. And grit is the tenacity to get it done, and just that dogged repetitiveness of, it doesn't matter how many times I fail, I'm going to keep coming back and back and back and keep trying again. And I personally truly...
The Edison concept.
Yeah,
so to speak. You
yeah.
fail 100 times to have one success.
Right. And, yeah. and I personally truly feel that you don't have to be a rocket scientist to be successful, thank goodness. And you just have to be smart enough and have that tenacity and grit to get through the process and the doggedness to try it over and over again. And if that's what we can teach our students, and I think that's what was different about the old standards movement, they didn't take into account that at all, because it's not just reading and math that teach that. It's all those other areas that you get into as well.
Well, I think probably a lot of folks, I would conjecture, think it's baked in. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you're going to stick. Of course you're going to do it. You're going to do it till you get it right. Of course. I mean, that's part of the upbringing, the culture, all that stuff. And maybe that's some of the stuff that has been waning in the last little bit, too, as different pressures are in place now socially, as along with everything else.
Right.
Huh.
Right.
So what is this dual enrollment stuff, Rick?
Well, it's a new program from us that we're obviously very excited about. What it is going to, on its most basic level, allow students to do is to simultaneously be enrolled at a class at Eureka High School during the school day and also be enrolled in an equal class at College of the Redwoods. And at the end of the term, students will receive credits towards graduation at Eureka High School, as well as a permanent college grade.
So there are a couple of programs that are similar to this. Does McKinleyville have that with the baccalaureate program? Is that kind of comparable, where you're taking classes that give you credits outside, but also
so what's different? At the high school? I want to throw in a plug, a ruthless plug. I'm sorry. I want to thank Kathy Smith and Keith Snowflamer out at College of the Redwoods for working very closely with us to bring this program to fruition, and it's first starting this summer. Now, if you compare the program of what we're doing to the traditional AP or advanced placement programs or the IB International Baccalaureate programs that have been around for years, fantastic programs. I don't want to knock those. We continue to have an AP program at Eureka High School. But the difference is, AP specifically, in order to get the college credit, you have to take the test and score a 3, 4, or 5 on the AP test in order to get the college credit. This program, as soon as you enroll in both of the programs, you walk out of that class with the college credit.
Same grade at college that you get at the high school, or you would get like a non-grade unit credit?
The grade would stand at both schools, and so but there is a little bit of a difference. At College of the Redwoods, if you get a B in the class, then you have a B in your college course. That grade at Eureka High School would act like an AP grade, and it carries the extra grade
point. So you get the extra bonus.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because it's a college class.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Time is 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Fred Van Fleck and Rick Jordan. This morning, we're talking primarily about the dual enrollment concept that's going to roll out next year.
Correct.
Rick, explain for folks a little bit, do the high school kids attend class at the college campus at CR? Are they doing the off-site learning, video conferencing, and attending the class that way? I mean, how's the mechanics of this thing come into play?
One of the great things about a true dual enrollment program is that the course that we're talking about is offered during the regular school day at Eureka High School. And so if we've got a student who in the past may have been enrolled in AP US History second period, that becomes eventually a dual enrolled class, and it still is offered second period. We use the existing Eureka High School teachers, work with College of the Redwoods to get those teachers meeting the minimum qualifications to be an instructor at College of the Redwoods. And with that true dual enrollment happening, a student is simultaneously a student at Eureka High School and College of the Redwoods. But the course happens just during the regular school day, so it doesn't force kids to push into time after school, which eliminates a lot of kids that are involved in co-curricular events or athletics or an evening class where they're having to drive down to the main campus, it happens right during the school day.
So the teacher is qualified to teach at CR?
That's correct.
What about the kids taking the class that aren't enrolled in the dual component of it? I'm thinking with the grading, you know, if you're going against a class of college kids, okay, standards going to be at a certain level. If you're competing against a high school class and you've got some that are motivated and some that are checking off for 5 units, that grade is going to be a little bit different, isn't it?
Well, the structure already exists at Eureka High School and most high schools, either through the AP program or the IB program. And so at Eureka High School, we have a back to U.S. history. We have an AP U.S. history and a traditional college prep world history. The students that opt into the AP class know that they're going to be taking a more rigorous curriculum. Expectations are going to be different. And that'll be the exact same structure that we'll be using going forward with the dual enrollment program.
So the kids' expectations and the teaching level is going to be at a higher standard.
Absolutely. And that's part of the agreement between the two schools.
So how do you check that? Do you go back and forth? Do you have one of the college kids take one of the high school tests, or the high school kids take one of the college tests just to see?
Well, right now we already have certain courses that are already articulated with College of the Redwoods.
Uh-oh, big and, word, slow down.
These are courses that College of the Redwoods has already agreed that once a student finishes it and they enroll at College of the Redwoods, they'll receive the college credit. It's a little bit different program, and we're trying to really create this in a more structured way.
So, it sounds like you're trying to blend a couple of different approaches to make it easier, less confusing, simplified, all that kind of stuff. Is this just for CR? Is it for state junior colleges? Or could it go into the four-year? Let's say, okay, I take the class. I think I'm going to Redwoods. All of a sudden, I learn how to jump 5 feet vertical, and now I'm going to Duke. Would I be able to get those credits? Are they recognized? I mean, how does something like that work if you're more than just CR?
So that's great tee up, if you will, for the vision of what the program is. And so the vision for what the program at the end of the day is this. We want the advanced students who graduate from Eureka High School to be on that college track. We want them to have 1 year of college already done when they graduate from Eureka High School, move to College of the Redwoods, get what's called general education certified, and be able to transfer to any CSU program into a program that they already have where there's a guaranteed two-year graduate with a bachelor's degree program. So once you leave Eureka High School, you will have a bachelor's in 3 years. That's the vision for the program. So that's one track. Another track that you hit on is, what about going to a private college someplace or one of the Ivy League colleges? Will this work with them? Well, that kind of depends, and the reason that I say that it kind of depends is because each of those colleges have their own guidelines as far as what they will accept in from a junior college. Some of those colleges will take it as elective credits and guarantee they'll be able to bring them in as elective credits. Some of those colleges will take them for their general education credits as well in those specific areas, but it'll be recognized just like the AP program is recognized. And then there's a third group of students that we're talking about, and that's the vocational students, because as we talked about before with a new generation of standards, is we want to prepare students to be college and or career ready. And the career ready component of this is we want them to get a CR certificate when they graduate from Eureka High School with a lead in to the next level certificate to complete at College of the Redwoods. Right now, Eureka High School is the biggest single feeder to College of the Redwoods, and we want to grow that even bigger, and we want to grow that partnership even bigger and create as much of a seamless program as possible into their career and technical fields and build that workforce. And those are the students that really stay local around here and keep them the best and brightest right here in our community.
Rick, could you see the vocational kids being given the same opportunity to take the equivalent of an AP mechanics or home construction or whatever it might happen to be?
Absolutely, and it's actually the area that we're beginning first. We have three of our current career technical education or vocational teachers that are minimally qualified, and we'll begin with those courses next year. And so it has, again, back to what our community is asking us to do, and really looking at the one of the huge roles that CR plays in our community is getting their students these certifications. So, for example, what Fred is talking about in a little more specific level is that we could take the general welding certificate that CR currently offers that students get after 15 credits at CR, and potentially get that completed or almost completed by the time a student has taken the welding program at Eureka High School, which then leads them to maybe the welding technology certification, which is a higher level, or the MIGR-TIG certification that comes beyond that. And ideally, we get students achieving at a higher level with these stackable certificates at College of the Redwoods and being able to enter the job force with an increased salary.
So, Fred, does if someone is going through the vocational route, you'd indicated 1 year before they get out of high school, would the two-year degrees then become one-year degree? And then they're out after 1 year?
That's the goal. We want to get 1 year under their belt in high school, give them the jump start, and create that seamless bridge to the college program to get more students to get that better training.
Cool. I can add one, come up with two. I guess that's the right answer these days. How cool is that? KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Fred Van Fleck and Rick Jordan.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop. A couple last minutes this morning with Rick Jordan and Fred Van Fleck. Fred, so a lot of what we've been talking about is kind of towards the future, and I'm presuming that there's more than just the examples that we had for kids going that direction. Do you see this as a way to differentiate and distinguish Eureka High from the other high schools? Or are you seeing yourself kind of as a bellwether of what could happen, and if somebody was going to Arcata or Fortuna, that they could emulate this?
I see this as us being on the cutting edge of where the high schools are going on the North Coast. I don't think that we are the only program that's going to go this way in the future. I just see us as the pilot and the starter of the program, and I see it expanding out. I see us paving the way for that to happen in the future. Much like just recently, Eureka High School was named a Gold Ribbon School. Brand new award recognition program for the state of California. There was four schools in Humboldt County that were named Gold Ribbon Schools. Two of those schools were Eureka City Schools. I'll talk about the first one, and then I'll let Rick talk about Eureka High School. The first one is Zane Middle School, recognized for its STEAM program, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, and also for its PBIS, positive behavior intervention and support programs. Fantastic programs there, recognized by the state of California, and as a matter of fact, being awarded today their gold ribbon in Sacramento. Eureka High School. Rick's
okay,
going to talk
you
about
a
it.
Minute. And don't hit me with another one of these acronyms, because all I think of is MICKEY.
Well, then I'll tell you that CM stands for Constructing Meaning, and that is a program that we began working on 4 or 5 years ago, and has had a significant impact on instruction in the classroom, and as a result, student achievement. We came, applied for the recognition. A team came to the school, looked specifically at the things that we were doing to increase performance. They found that was actually the case, that the program that we had put into place was having a positive impact, and is serving all the kids that come to Eureka High School. And went back and said, you know, by golly, you're doing what you said you're doing, and kids are doing great, and you've earned this recognition because the school is doing an outstanding job.
Very cool. So we'll expect to see the gold ribbons bronzed
Yeah, so, certainly. Yeah, that kind of so the good news, it's only optional to secondary. We have a 6 through 12 Gold Ribbon program in Eureka City Schools, and that's exciting.
I bet you we'll hear a little bit more about that down in the future. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.